How do you think you did today?
So far, you know, I think I've done all right. I've posted up strong, got some rebounds and stuff. I mean, I'm hard on myself, so, you know, I think I can, you know, do a little better. But I just got to make sure, you know, that I'm running the floor and just getting rebounds and, you know, just being a team player.
Now, being a product of Tennessee, have you talked to any of the former players who are pros now about what to expect in WNBA?
Yeah, I talked to Lori Moore last night, and I mean, they come back, you know, to practices, so we have a good relationship with majority of the former players, some of the big names and everything. But it's just, you know, just come out here and work hard. I talked to Lori about this whole process. She did it last year, and she said, you know, just go out there and have fun, and it's kind of laid back, so, you know, just do what you do best and just relax and have fun at the same time. So she gave me some good advice, so I think I'm doing all right.
Now, have you heard or been told where you may go in the draft?
No, I mean, people talk, but it never turns out the way, you know, things are said. So I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping my name, you know, is called soon.
Now, when you were younger, did you have a dream about playing in the WNBA?
I did. When the first year it started, you know, I was at all the Sparks games, you know, I'm from L.A. So I just always grew up wanting to be a part of it. And now that, you know, I have that opportunity, it's just, you know, it's shocking and exciting. You know, I'm a little nervous, but it's all good.
Would you summarize your career at Tennessee as a success or disappointment for not winning a championship?
I mean, it's disappointing that, you know, we got there three times and, you know, we lost, you know, in the Final Four three times. But at the same time, not everybody gets to experience Final Fours and the things that, you know, I got to experience at Tennessee. So I wouldn't say my career was a disappointment. It was definitely a learning experience. It was fun. And it was a blast, but we didn't get the championship that we wanted. But that would be the only disappointing thing.
Now, how would you summarize what do you want to work on to improve for the WNBA?
Just, you know, getting my outside game back. At Tennessee, you know, we are post players, we have shooters and stuff like that. So just getting my rhythm back and knocking down the outside shot. I didn't take a lot of outside shots playing for Tennessee, and I did in high school. So I'm just, you know, getting my touch back and in my mid-range game and just making sure I'm more consistent on that, and then just making sure I still have an aggressive and physical presence on the inside.
Now, one of the things people comment on is your great footwork. Where'd you get that from?
Over a series of different coaches. A high school coach was really good, and I had a summer coach that, you know, did some work with me and stuff like that. So any coach I played with, they just took time with me. I've been fortunate to have good coaches that have taken time with me and taught me different moves and stuff, even up into college. So it's just been, I'm a good learner, and I like to learn different things. So I'll sit there and, you know, do the move over and over again, and so I get the footwork down.
Now, one last question. You mentioned, you know, you're from California, but is that the Sparks the one team you'd like to play for if you had a choice?
I mean, I wouldn't mind. You know, I don't mind playing for either team. You know, it's an opportunity that, you know, you can't pass up, and I'm excited to be in this position that I'm in. But going home, and, you know, since I've been away from home for 4 years, you know, would be awesome.
Thank you. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.